daf was Shkalim daf Yud Beis, and the entire daf was about if a person, or the Mishnah at least, was about if a person is makdish his nechasim, his makdish his properties, and amongst those properties there are things that are ra'i to be used for the mizbeach. So the Mishnah discusses three such cases. One is a case where he's makdish his nechasim, and amongst his nechasim there's ketores. So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva says, good, take that ketores and use that to pay the people who make the ketores. Ben Azai says, no, you first need to be mechalal it, because it still has kedusha. So you have to be mechalal it on money, and then give it to the people who make the ketores, and then obviously buy it back from them so that you could use it for the ketores for the next year. The second case in the Mishnah is a person is makdish his nechasim, and it's not ketores that we find amongst his nechasim, but animals that do not have any mum and should be perfectly viable to be used for a karban. So Reb Lazar holds, you sell the animals for use as karbanos. You can't just use them for the karban. You have to sell them, sell the males to use for people who need a karbanola, sell the females for people who need a karban shlamim, take that money and use it for bedek habayis. Because when a person is makdish his nechasim, his intention is that everything should be for bedek habayis. But animals can't be used for bedek habayis, so you got to sell them to be used for karbanos, use the money for bedek habayis. And Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the males you could actually use for a karbanola. It's not all for bedek habayis. The females you should sell for people who need a karban shlamim and then bring a karbanola with that money of the females. Then the third case in the Mishnah was a person's makdish his nechasim, and it's not that we find ketores, nor that we find animals amongst his nechasim, but that there's wine or oil or birds amongst his nechasim. So Blazer says you sell them for people who need those items for their karbanos, and you bring karbanos ola with the money that you get from the proceeds of that sale. The Gemara then discusses a Mishnah in Maseches Temura and tries to figure out which of the Shitos in our Mishnah about Ketores lines up with the Mishnah in Maseches Temura, and the Gemara suggests that the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that Ketores, the Gemara tries to figure out, tries to connect this back to the Gemara tries to figure out which of our shitos in the Mishnah line up with the Mishnah Maseches Temura. Then the Gemara quotes Machlokas Amorayim, whether the Machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, when you find animals amongst the things that the guy was makdish, is that talking about a case where a guy was makdish all of his nechasim? That's where there's a machlokas. But had he been makdish only animals, then everyone would agree you could bring some of those animals as karbanos. You could bring those animals as karbanos themselves. Or was the machlokas, no, maybe the machlokas was only when he was makdish just animals. But had he been makdish all of his nechasim, maybe even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you can't bring the animals as a karban, that it all would go lebedek habayis. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses kachay bedek habayis, that you are poda while they do not yet have a mum. So the Gemara had said, Yaitzu l'chulin, such kachay bedek habayis would go out to chulin right away, and the Gemara just qualifies that that's only if they then develop a mum. The Gemara then goes on to talk about what if a person is mafresh in a keva for a karban that's only kosher for a zacha, that can only be, that you're only allowed to use a male animal for, like a karban pesach, a karban asham. So what do you do with such an animal? So the Gemara has said that three possible opinions. Tanakama holds ya'osa tamura, that it has actual kedusha seguf, and you can make a tamura from that animal onto a male animal. Rabbi Shimon says that for the ola, it's also tamura, but if you're mafresh in a keva for a pesach or for an asham, there is no kedusha seguf, you can't be osa tamura. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda had said that la ola, la pischa, la shamo, ain't osa tamura. None of them have any sort of kedusha seguf. And what the Gemara tries to explain, what they're really arguing about is, to what extent do we assume that since a karban ola can sometimes be brought as in a keva, namely a bird ola can be in a keva, so maybe that should tell us that a female animal is somewhere within the parsha of ola. Or do we say no, that's only by a bird? A female animal is never in the parsha of ola. That would be the reason maybe to be mechalek between ola on the one hand versus pesach and asham on the other hand. Then the rest of the Gemara just explains the various shitos in the Mishnah. The Gemara explains the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that the male animals are brought as a karbanola and the female animals are sold to be used as a karban shlamim, and the money is used as a karbanola, and all the other property goes lebedek habayis. The Gemara explains where he gets that shita from, and at the very end of the daf, it explains the shita of Rabbi Eliezer as well.